Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, May 30, 2017. I'm your host, Tungamili Nkomo, and tonight we are talking about violence that we have witnessed in soccer lately, thanks to Highlanders and Blue Swallows supporters. Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Live Talk or on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call in live on the following number, that's 001-202-619-2077, and we will call you right back. We are also streaming live, as you would know by now, on our three websites. That's www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voandevele.com, as well as on www.voashona.com. They say soccer is the world's most beautiful game, but the hooliganism and violence that we have witnessed on the soccer field in Zimbabwe lately makes soccer appear like one of the ugliest and unsafest sports on the planet. All this thanks to some thugs calling themselves Highlander supporters. And as you would know, it's the genuine supporters and the team itself who suffer most when the Premier Soccer League takes punitive measures, as it will certainly be doing shortly. Also, in Division 1, a few days ago, we witnessed some violent scenes when Blue Swallows fans assaulted a referee, resulting in the abandonment of their match against Herentals. Ikudibana lamhlanje kuhlelo lwabasakhula esihlobo esithandekayo uhlelo The Connection. Lamhlanje sikhangela ke udlakela osoluvamile osoluyinsakavukela umchilo wezidwaba kulezi insuku, ikakhulu nxa kudlala iqembu le-Highlanders kwezenguqu. Sidecide ukukhangela lolu daba khona bakuhlelo lwabasakhulayo, ngoba ababangela udlakela lolu kakhulu ngabantu abasakhulayo. Sibone i-Highlanders umdlalo wayo le-Dynamos uphela ungakafiki emaphethelweni, uqedwa ludlakela eBarber Fields. Sibonile njalo umdlalo we-Highlanders le-FC Platinum ngesonto eMandaba, uphela njalo ungakafiki emaphethelweni ngenxa yodlakela, okuyinto edanisayo kakhulu nxa sikhangela ukubana abazasafa kakhulu ekugcineni liqembu le-Highlanders ngokwalo. Kanye la umdlalo wenguqu-ke, bakhona abantu abaya enkundleni zenguqu befuna ukuyazijabulela, befuna ukuyazithokozela, besekele amaqembu abo. Kodwa-ke yinto engalunganga esuke yenzeke nxa amaqembu abasekeli sebetshayana njengalokho esikubona kusenzakala kuqembu le-Highlanders. Kwazwai vaterere kusangana kumuchirongwa chenyu, chirongwa The Connection. Nasi tiri kuzeya nyaya yemirizhonga ya nyanya kuitika mazuva ano mumtambo wenhabvu, zvikuru sei kana kuchitamba chikwata cheHighlanders. Muri kuziva mazuva mashoma apfuura takaona chikwata cheHighlanders, mutambo weHighlanders neDynamos kuBulawayo uchipera asi 90 minutes dzisati dzakwana, kana kuti mutambo usati, nguva yemutambo isati yakwana, nekuti kwakanga kwatanga mirishonga ichikonzera nevanhu vanozviti vatsigiri veHighlanders. iyo inova nyaya yakaitika zvekare nemusi wesondo kumandava stadium apo Islanders pakanga ichitamba ne FC Platinum. Chii chaiyo chiri kuitika mumutambo wenhabvu tokuda kunzwa kwamuri nhasi. Mazuva mashoma apfuura zvekare chikwata cheBlue Swallows mutambo wacho neHerentals wakaperera munzira nechikonzero chekuti kwakanga kwatanga mhirizhonga zvekare. We want to hear from you soccer fans tonight what's happening to the world's most beautiful game. I have on the line my first guest. I believe that will be Japhet Ngwele Dube. That's a personal friend of mine and a sports reporter with the Sunday News in Bulawayo. Japhet, good evening and welcome on Studio 7.
Good evening, thank you.
You are a reporter, Japhet. I'm sure you witnessed the violence at BF. I'm not sure you were there in Mandava, but what the hell is going on with the Highlander supporters?
I'm not sure exactly what's wrong with Highlander supporters. Maybe there's a general feeling that they have been cheated by the referees. But what fans should understand is that match officials make mistakes here now and again. And throwing new files into the field don't change. You can't, as a fan, force a referee to change maybe the second assistant or the lineman and move into the other side, like what was happening at BF when Islanders fans wanted Kusosa to be changed because of that offside call, which they felt it was an offside, but well, the linemen felt it wasn't. And at Mandava, that last-minute penalty, they're looking forward to a win. And then and all of a sudden, the referee points to the spot, and they feel they're flustered. Everything, the win that they were longing for is gone. I think there are a few unruly elements within those both offense, because it's not all of them who are throwing missiles onto the pitch.
Thank you. The Japhet Manjafa, please do stay on the line. Ezra, I welcome my second guest. And that's Ezra Chisaspanda, veteran broadcaster, currently domiciled in England. Chisa, nyakwamukela kuhle.
Nyabonga, thank you very much, Ntunga. Ngolushap.
Lushapo olungqwele nizaluphendulela. Chisa, baphosa bakudla abantu lapha kuFacebook, ngiyakhumbula uzokomente ngomdlalo weDynamos leHighlanders ukuze kube lodlakela. Wakhuluma wena usithi kulabantu abazenza abasekele beHighlanders lapha kanti besiza le njongo zabo. Bakhanya bekusola kakhulu abantu enkundleni yeFacebook lapha bathi asifuni bumbulu. I'm sure namhlanje you feel vindicated nxa ubona ukuthi udlakela olwe BF lolwana soluhambe emandaba futhi ukukhanya kuyaqhubeka into lokho.
Kuyaqhubeka. I repeat and I stand by what I said. Labo bantu abajikelayo eBaba Films, those who invade the pitch and throw missiles, they are not genuine Highlanders fans. Labo kabalithandi ke iqembu leHighlanders. Sonke siyawazi ubana iqembu leHighlanders okwamanje lilezikweletu ezifika imillion. Eziningi zakhona zivanga la indaba zona ezabantu abanjalo abafika bajikijele bahambe. Yebo kahambe omunye ade babhadala ama-$3 yomafans. I-$3 yakusebenzani nxa wena iHighlanders izafandisa 5,000 iphinde igijiswe le ithathwe le 3 points. Babhizi bagijima ngemgano ukuthi wasireyize imali yefine. Ugijima ureyize imali yefine bastrugle ukuyireyiza yona le 5,000. Imali yabo sinama-1,500. Kukanti laba bahlala ku disciplinary committee, disciplinary hearing. Xa bezokuthi iHighlanders ubhala nema newspaper engqwele bebhala emaphepheni okubana iHighlanders esiyidingele esiyirezele imali yefine. Umuntu lwana ochaya ujudge uthini nxa ibona into enjalo selisithi ukuthi iHighlanders is guilty. Lifaka umsebenzi we-disciplinary committee ube nzima ngoba kathesi i-decisions obele bathi iHighlanders ilecala. Kwesikhathi babezathi iHighlanders kayilacala ngalelana lamba. sebehle ifaka ukuthi uyalenda nje icala sokuthi with the border ngimkani kukanti ngabe vele bamile bamilela ngoba ifinde ayijafanga babelele decision evela ku disciplinary hearing ukuthi kuthwani hayi kugijini bakithi ngiyaphinda lawo asomasupporters Highlanders, these are political elements when using popularity Highlanders, a football team, which will push their own agenda. They say, South Africa, those are my protest logos now. All my protest groups, local pressure groups, all my cowards, Natilan Amakwala, Rapinan Amakwala, and everyone get them called water by Kumava Ching and Zimbabwe. What about France and the Highlanders? But the politics, what a real claim. Because it's a pin by Mandava Stadium. Unmolukulumi, it is in the African change. Nothing fellow was what local go local. So each club has to find ways of addressing a problem. My reference. We've got a very poor, inept reference in Zimbabwe. Very poor, below standard. That is why they are not even in CAF, they are not even in FIFA, they are not even used to Google server because they are so naive because they are not supposed to be the reference. In Zimbabwe. That's why I was nominated. So it is up to Zipa to retrain and get new referees who are up to standard. But as for those supporters, they don't love our club, they don't love Highlanders, they are there to destabilize, to push their own agenda, believing those are not Lagela, Avant was a producer on the street. Come on, gain about the street, but I didn't come along. You can handle the Highlanders.
Before I continue with you, the Chief Ayenda, Nwele, please do stay on the line now. I must say, I had a chat earlier with Premier Soccer League Chief Executive Kennedy Ndebele, who told me this nonsense has to stop. Mr. Ndebele was traveling from Bulawayo to Harare, but we'll be trying to bring him on the show later on. And also, I spoke to Muzambi, Gladmore Muzambi, of the Referees Council. And he told me that the referees were not commenting because this is a matter that being litigated. So they will be commenting as referees after a judgment has been delivered on Highlanders by the Premier Soccer League. Saka vachisa muri kuti imimi vanhu vari kukonzera mhirizhonga ii vazi vatsigiri ve Highlanders vanhu vezvematongero enyika ndivanani chaizvo
tinoti ava vanonzi pressure groups vamwe vacho varonana South Africa vamwe variko kuZimbabwe asi vakawanda kwese kwese but havasi kuda kubotera pachena kuti vataure kuti chii chinonetsa iwe kana uchitarisa nyaya ndeyebhora wai kana uchishandisa nyaya yebhora uwozovawaisazve kukura hundi woitozokuti tiri marginalized and all that zvinopinda papi pamutambo webhora toziva tese kuti yes matalent is marginalized toziva kuti vakaitika kukura hundi ngatitsvagai nzira dzokupinda hande kumacourt hande United Nations and the South government of Zimbabwe nenya yekukura hundi kwede kushanda chikwata cheHighlanders kupinda panandare Highlanders chitamba iwo ndiwo muvengi mukuru weHighlanders unoshandiswa nemhandu kuparadza Highlanders kuuraya Highlanders because unoziva kuti defect ndeHighlanders Highlanders ndiyo ichabhadharisa mari ndiyo ichatorwa mapoints wai kupinda mugrounds kana uchifarira chikwata cheHighlanders kunyepa iko vanhu vanoshandiswa nemhandu kudestroya Highlanders ivavo.
Aha, Eva Swanda Rambai Muriparunari. Coming back to you, Jafet, any update from the Premier Soccer League regarding Highlanders? Hello, Jafet? Hello, Noele? I'm told we have lost Jafet. They will be trying shortly to reconnect. So, Chiza, the referees are not commenting. And you are saying that our refereeing standards are below par. What should be done?
Like I told, I sent an open letter to Philip Chiangwa, the FIFA president. To say it should be of great concern to his administration that we don't have referees from Zimbabwe selected to officiate at FIFA CAF COSAFA Games, there is a reason why they are not nominated. It is because they are naive, they are not up to scratch. So it is important that the referees are retrained. We've got veteran trainers like Felix Tangwarima and all those people who actually referee at the World Cups finals in places like Japan and Mexico. Those are the referees we need to take back and to train the new referees. As well as these referees cannot be officials or cannot bet we take charge of a game when they are paid only $150 or $100 to officiate a game. You open up for people to bribe these referees. For instance, if Ntungamele has got his 200, give the referee, okay, throw away this game and give it to this team. 200 is better than 100. So obviously, these referees, they are bound. So they, if you know they are vulnerable, that is any person or any of these, or these sharks or these big business people, they can give them money to throw away a game because it's too little money they are paid to officiate a game where there are 20,000 spectators watching Dynamos and Highlanders. At the end of the day, that referee gets $125 or $150. So that's the problem. And they're looking at it, the police officers are getting even more than the referee. So the referee, you know, you are opening up avenues for referees to be bribed, improve the salaries of referees, retrain and get new referees who are not corrupt. The referees who are going to referee and take charge of games and the people enjoy football. Now in Zimbabwe, you cannot take your wife to the football game. You can't take your kids to football games because there's always violence. It's a risky. We are growing up, as young kids are going to football around 10 a.m. to the whole day we'll be sitting there with the older people watching all the games. There was no violence. We were safe. But the kids of today can't go there. You don't know what is going to happen. You can't tell your wife. People are so abusive. They start singing songs of tribalism from both sides, the Shonas, the Ndebeles. It's showing, despite that Zimbabwe, we're saying the highly educated. What is the education disappears when we have people who insult, who still believe in discrimination, in tribalism, in all those things. We should look at South Africa, our neighbors. Look at how it is. Kaizer Chiefs, the Pirates, they actually love together. It is a sport, for God's sake. It is a sport we should come together and enjoy. Highlanders is called Itimiezwe Lonke. It's not supported by Bulawayo people only. It's not supported by Ndebele people only. It's supported nationwide. That's why Itimiezwe Lonke. Ikwithandwa everywhere. Before, Highlanders, there were buses from Mtare, Marondela, coming to watch Highlanders play because they had fans there. There were chapters in all those areas because there were fans there. Highlanders is played there. How many Shona players are playing for Highlanders? They stop this tribalism. How many in Dynamos? How many players are Ndebele is playing for Dynamos? Actually, the Black Boys are playing for Dynamos.
Mm-hmm.
And the people busy at this day and age talking about tribalism in sport, remove that. If you've got an issue, we know about marginalization. We know about Kukuraun. We know about the pathetic government, which is damaging, was killing our economy, making people starve. Use the right channels. Get into the political sphere.
Uh-huh.
Come to the ground. Let's campaign and fight the system. Leave Highlanders. Leave
Sport alone. Ndimbo mbata mromo ipapo wa Swanda. Ndimbo tora mtereri kumashwingo. Magadi mtereri kumashwingo go.
Tinofara mukoma makadiko.
Aiwa tinofara mainzwa nyaya iri mugango tipei pfungwa dzenyu mukoma wangu.
Inini ndinotenderana naEzra Chiefs vanga.
Mhm.
Dambudziko ratinaro jairo jairo nderokuti atati munhu achiti isapota yeHighlanders. Achida chaizvo chaizvo Highlanders akuda kuti igoparichiwa tinonetiwa kuti ungati une chinhu chako chauri kuuraiwa pachako ira kuti tipinde mudambudziko in the following day. Kana munhu ari supporter yeHighlanders hapana paangamboda kuti kunyange refuri ari dzasiri izvo asi kotita kuti Highlanders iroyo yaari kubhadharira $3 kuti iwane mari ndio the same team yaari kuda kuti izotoregwa vanhu vazhinji vari kuninda vachimasapotas eHighlanders vachinoposhera mabhodhoro mugiraundi haasi masapotas eHighlanders uyezve tine security yemapurisa anofecha vanhu pagedhi Manisarwa anozokandwa muground anenge akirwe kupi wo mapurisa ari po pa ground.
Aha, that's a good question there. Mkoma wangu, I think I will be posing that question to Kennedy Ndebele, Premier Soccer League chief executive later on if we manage to get hold of him. Sitinotenda mkoma wangu kuma swingo timbo torawo mtereri vamaswata. Ku South Africa, makadiwa maswata.
Ipo makadiwa baba.
Aiwa tiripo, kurise ku South Africa.
Ah, ku South Africa mazwano zvinzao masi zviri nani pane kumusha kwedu.
Mhm, hazvichanaka mukoma wangu. Maizwa nyairi mugango tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ah, ndinotenda baba. Zviripo ndizvo kuti ma supporters vanenge vakatarisa game vachiona game zvakanaka. Kana waona game, kana game ra pakuenda kuti imwe timu yako kana kuti imwe timu yako ina. Kune vanhu vanoenda nemhuri dzavo kuma sports kuyako kana kuma ground kuyako. Kana vane vana wavo kuma ground kuyako vanenge vachitarisirawo kuti tichaonawo game zvakanaka. Topedza game zvakanaka, todzokera kumba takadi zvakanaka. Nomanje kana iwo vakutora mutambo sokuti wako tungoita sokuti kwa kuboxing. Nokuti kana vasingakoshesi vamwe vanhu vari muground, vakutora zvinhu zvekuti inini timu yangu haingadyiwe iri pamba kana kuti haingadyiwe neitimu yepasi pasi kana kuti timu yepakati, izvozvo hazvina hunhu, zvinodzikisira hunhu nyika netimu yacho zvakare. Zvinhu zvinofanira kuita ndizvo kuti ivo kana vakatarisana neurongwa uhu. Ndakambonzwawo kunga pamakambotaura mwedzi wapera pakatamba Dynamos mwedzi uno. Ipapo vakati vanoda kuisa mutemo wekuti masupporters vanenge vakonzeresa violence kuground vadzingwe zvachose kana kubhanwa kuuya kuground zvachose. Zvinhu zvinenge zvisina kunaka kuti iwe unofarira chikwadha chako wozonzi haukwanisi kunoona chikwadha chako chichitamba, zvinorwadza. Asi chatinokumbira ndechekuti munhu kana uchitamba kana uchisapota timu yako unofanira kusapotawo uchiziva kuti handikonzeresi, handikuvadzisi kana kuzourayisa vanhu. Kunokuda kwemunhu umwe chete anotanga kukanda bhodhoro kana kukanda chigubhu mukati kuwadza player, iyo player yamangwana izvo iplayer inozonedzwa kuti itambire national team, iplayer ichazonedzwa kuti inde kutambira Dynamos kana kutambira dzimwe team kunze.
Pezisai mukoma wangu titore vamwe vatereri.
Ndinotenda baba, ndinopedzisira nekuti chii hatiratidze hunhu kuratidza kuti isu tinoda zvikwata zvedu. Kana tasarudza zvikwata zvedu kuti ndizvo zvikwata zvedu izvi, hatizvisapotei zvakanaka kwete kukonzeresa zvinhu zvinozokonzeresa kuti zvokuvadzise vanhu vazhinji.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamatswata kuSouth Africa.
Tinotenda baba.
Aha, mlaleli weStudio 7 maswata ekhuluma ke seSouth Africa uti phansi ngodlame. Chisa angakabuyi kuwe, unqwele sephendukile ecingweni lapha. Nqwele, bakhuluma balaleli, kubuzile umlaleli lapho uthi kati amambodlela wona la besejikijelwa abantu, sejikijelwe enkundleni, angena njani khona kulamapholisa eminyango asetshabantu?
Ilisikolo khona kakhulu ukuthi abantu abazuza lona ukuthi amapholisa asejayeni abantu kumbayekele engene nje kuphela. Abantu bazibuza ukuthi amapholisa ayenza yini umsebenzi wabo. Njalo le crowd control yini bayikwanisa kuhle sibile ukuthi bayenze kuhle ukuthi kungaba le problem nje. Bakathe nalo umuntu oyenzayo ojikijelayo kube nguye obanjwayo, athintshe ebantwini, abotshwe, ahanjiswe emapholiseni. Kunokuthi kugcine sekujika kuye gasi, lapho kugcina sekusiba wesa abantu abaningi sebe-affected. Ukuthi amapholisa ayithi akhona yini uwenze i-crowd control kahle, lokusetha khonokho abantu bazuza ukuthi amapholisa yini umsebenzi wawo ngowani ngoba awusakhanyi.
Aha, that's a brilliant point that you are bringing in, Jafet, the issue of crowd control. Some media reports, especially I think the Chronicle, which is a sister paper to Mwele's Sunday News newspaper, Their slant was that the police were unjustified in Mandava. They were they acted without justification in throwing tear gas. They were quick to throw tear gas. And after all, the match was about to end. Is that really a big issue? Do many people, Jafet, feel that probably the police are also adding to the problem?
They're not really adding, but also there's a little element that they are not doing properly, maybe something that they can do better. When it came to the Dino Horse match that was abandoned at SPF, I think they were more restrained. I think they managed not to get involved. They allowed the Islanders officials to engage the fans. They allowed the match commissioner to engage the fans. But after realizing that there was nothing happening, they didn't try maybe and do anything towards the fans, especially those that were throwing the missiles. But the suggestion is that maybe the police could have stood on the outside fence and maybe tried to prevent the fans from throwing in. But then again, sometimes fans get agitated and they also start throwing missiles maybe against the police. And maybe, again, those fans wouldn't have done anything. When they see a fellow fan maybe being beaten by the police, they might also engage in the act. So there's really everyone. There are many measures that need to come in, a cocktail of measures that need to be done. You can't really pinpoint it at one and maybe say the police, yes. Particularly that aspect of affecting people. Questions are arising. Why the police, why do we find all these bottled items finding their way into the pitch when we have police searching people coming into the stadium?
Mm-hmm. Please do stay on the line, Jafet. Echisa ni penduke kuwe. Sikhangele iqembu le Blue Swallows labo kwaba lomsindo and they blamed it on the referee. Bamdabula lapho refu igame yagcina siphela kodwa ingakafiki emaphethelweni. Kukhanya kuyaqhubeka into lokho, kukhona ku-Division 1, kukhona ku-Premier Soccer League futhi.
Yeah, but Division 1, you can understand, ngoba akula mapolisa most of the time. And the way things are, uChiangwa and his administration should try something before people get killed. The way things are, people die in these football matches. They will definitely die in these football matches. So said to the way violence is continuing. I want to add an Indiana police at the Kunyongan. The problem, there's no trust between the community and the police serving the community. There's no relationship. You understand, you hear that the police will lead PR department. But definitely there's no relationship between the police and the community. Anyone in Zimbabwe who sees the police sees an enemy. So this is where the system needs to be corrected, that you create a relationship between the communities and the police. You will solve a lot of crime once it's like that. Because I won't allow Mwele Otai Kanga when I've got a relationship with my police. So as we are talking, at the Post Autonomous game, there were 130 uniformed police officers, 20 plainclothes police officers, 150 in total. You ask yourself, what were they doing? They allowed 30 people to invade the pitch, and then it disturbed a game where 20,000 spectators were watching. Just a few minority people who they could have rounded easily if they wanted, but they chose to ignore. That game was beamed for the whole of Africa to watch. And what does it do to sponsorship? Who will invest money in Zimbabwe? Who can sponsor football in Zimbabwe? I fear for Highlanders. If sponsors have a bank, APC might end up withdrawing sponsorship. No one wants to associate his brand with the violence, with thuggish behavior. Nobody, if NLPC is, they will end up saying, no, let's withdraw this. Because this is not stopping. We can't have Highlanders getting fined every week up to 30,000, 35,000, 18,000 every year because of hooliganism. What for? If they love Highlanders, what for? Why are they doing it? So the police themselves, because one thing, the disciplinary hearing or disciplinary committee, which said last week, I was asking the Moti, what can Highlanders do if the police officers are failing to do? Because they are saying Highlanders fail to control their fence. But how can they control thugs when police officers who are highly trained, armed with dogs, with the baton stick, are failing to control the people, and they want the officials of Highlanders to control the crowd? It can't be blamed. Stop taking European law to apply it in Zimbabwe. Here, in my seat at Arsenal 1118, my seat number is known, that is, that seat in Gaza, when I buy a ticket, it's written. So it's easy for them to identify if I throw anything. Both CCTV cameras are there, they will arrest me. But in Zimbabwe, every Jack and Jill walks into the stadium and sit anywhere. So when they throw, you can't identify the person who threw anything to the pitch. So definitely it needs an improvement. It needs a sitting arrangement where, you know, making the marshals sit with the people, making police develop a relation with the crowd and sit within the crowd. Then you see our football moving. Not the police to go and stand inside the pitch and be watching football and say they are policing. At the end of the day, you pay them. When they go to rallies, don't get paid. But at the football match, they have to be paid. They go to rallies, they don't get paid.
Chisa, that's a good point. In the Bayama CCTV cameras, Okulumangayo. Maybe, just maybe, it's time to bring a big brother into our stadiums. Jafet Ezra Chisa, please do stay on the line at Kubegani Libambile Konapo. Ngitate umlaleli we Highlanders omkhulu Mutsigiri wechikwata che Highlanders mukuru vanova Kanzura. Councillor we Southerton kuharare va Peter Nyoni. Va Nyoni, ndi nomugamuchirai muchirongwa.
Peter Moyo.
Peter Moyo. Oh, what did I say? Sorry, va Peter Moyo. Ndi nomugamuchirai muchirongwa. I'm sorry, we've lost Peter Moyo there, but tichange tichi yeza kuva bata zvekare. Ndambotaura navo va Moyo earlier vanga vachichema chema semuteedzeri weHighlanders, semutsigiri wechikwata cheHighlanders, vanga vachichema zvikuru nenyaya yana zvinampembe mareferee. Vari kuti haiwa vari kuita kunge vane gondo ne Highlanders, vari kupese pese va Moyo vari kuti panotamba Highlanders panoita kunge ma referees acho anenge ari biased against chikwata chavo. Okay, I'm told va Moyo vadzoka zvekare. Va Moyo, ndinomugamuchirai muchirongwa.
Hai, ndinotenda zvikuru.
Ko mapindwa nei vatsigiri veHighlanders nai?
Isusu hapana chatipinda, asi kuti tingatobvunza marefuri kuti mweya wavanawo against Highlanders ndowei, nokuti marefuries vari kuspoila bhora reHighlanders. Highlanders iri kutamba bhora rakanaka, hakuna problem. Asi zvinorwadza kuti iko imi munenge mabva kunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana, timu ichitamba bhora zvakanaka. Kana timu yedu ichidyiwa ngaidyiwe. Takadyiwa paHighlanders yainge paya paya reDynamo. Hatinamboita noizi nomunhu. Tarohwa magames gore rimwe iri, hatinamboita noizi nomunhu nokuti refuri anenge ari fei. Asi refuri akadhisaidha kuti iye unoda kuti Highlanders ichawana mapointi. Ipapo apo unogumbura vanhu vakawanda. Nokuti sationgona chokuti marefuri avarefuri ebhora zvakanaka. Vafarefuri ava nepfungwa dzokuti Highlanders ngaidyiwe. Marefuri ngaari marefuri ngaave marefuri chaiwo chaiwo, kwete kuita kunge vanhu vanouya vane agenda. Ipapo apo ndopanobva bongozozo ipapo.
Asi pakuzoita bongozozo iroro manje va Moyo, hamuoni kuti panenge pakukanganisika mutambo wenhabvu ipapo?
Mutambo wenhabvu uri kukanganiswa namarefuri. Ndivo vanhu vavanofanirwa kupanicha ivavavo. Munhu kana asingagoni refurini kana kuti achigona asi achichaone kuti iye afunge kuti Highlanders haifani kuwana mapoint ndo panobva bongozozo ipapo isu kana tigiri Highlanders vakuru hatiivi hatikuru dziri dziri shonga kune chipi nechipi zvacho hatikuru dziri izvozvo asi zvinoitika ndezvokuti kana iwewe uri refuri wauya kuzorefura bhora reHighlanders nyangwe rikasava reHighlanders rikava ndereipi timu panoita noizi chete as long as iwe uchida kuti iko timu iyoyo ijiwe uriwo uri kuzvifunga usiri kukonewa kwetimu panotomuka nobongozozo isu tutiratigiri reHighlanders takazviona kuti iko vamwe vedu vakanganisa kuti iko vanokanda matombo mugraund bhora roguma rakanzurwa tikati ngatibvisei mari kuti vati klabhu yedu irege kusafa nokuti haisi klabhu yakanganisa isu tisu takanganisa saka ngatiitei mpembe mpembe togara tiri redi kuti tibhadhare mari dzacho asi munoona kuti iko varefuri vanenge vanotori neagenda against Highlanders naitofanira kuti uvadeedze kana kuti vakuru vavo vauye pachirongwa vatitaurire kuti zvii zvavari kuedza kuita nokuti mutemo webhora haufaniri kuapplywa selectively ukatarisa gemu reMC Platinum MC Platinum yakawa mapenalty akawandisa kupfuura dzimwe timu tiko dzadyiwa neMC Platinum dzisiri afaniri kudyiwa saka munoona kuti iko ivo ndo vari kuprovoka vanhu vari kudenha vanhu kuti ko danhu toda kuona kuti vanoita sei iwo haubati uri munhu wani wodenha vanhu 20,000
ndimbomo
zvinorwadza izvozvo ende vanhu ivavo kuti ungazova kontrola vakontroleki nokuti vanenge vakadhakwa vamwe vanoguta mudzepete vamwe vamwe zedhi vamwe vamwe chipokiyana unomukontrola sei iwo uri wamutanga
ndimombata muromo ipapo vamoyo absolutely there is no excuse for violence whether the referee is wrong or right violence is a no-no in the game of soccer. Rambai muri parunhare vamoyo. Timbotora mterere sithatha umlaleli lapha. Umandle Nkosi Siwela eJocholo. Kunjani Siwela baba?
Ngiyaphila linjani baba?
Hayi siyaphila. Kunjani eJocholo?
Hayi siyazama zama sina thingo mumolonzima lo.
Yeah, hayi kuzalunga baba. Siza kulungiswa kwaChindolwane. Singenile kuhlelo.
Yeah, okwakuqala ke ngithanda ke ukuthi uqembe Highlanders kulokho okwenzakeleyo. Hey, bakithi kulusizi kakhulu. Highlanders yithimu yezwe lonke, ithimu yakomphakazi, ithimu yasungulwa ngumzukulu kaMzilikazi, isizukulwane esiSporting. So ukuba ihlelo zethu bekufuneka ukuthi ke sihloniphe leli qembu ngoba ngelabantu wonke sikhiphe ama-tribal elements njengoba sisho ufokachisa. Into ade ngithanda ukuyisho ukuthi i-ishu yamapholisa leyi ilula kabi nxa ama-politicians efuna ukusincedisa ebhoreni-ke oba kuchiwuri mbena lo khangela amapholisa ngumsebenzi wakho ukuthi amadoda la asincedisa umthetho bafake ngobuningi ukuze abantu bengalahlekelwa zimpilo lathi nje abantu abangaboniyo siyafisa ukuhamba angihamba mina siyabukela i-Highlanders lanxa engaboni just to enjoy the crowd ngikholisa kwafana kusadlala uBenjamin Kondlela kathi esingesaba ngoba xa kusehlula ababonayo what more to a blind man I'm a blind teacher who used to enjoy kubuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi ngibone umanjingwani ehlupheke ehlutshwa ngabantu abayisilamkhuba so it's very ukuzwisa ubuhlungu kakhulu bantu ngiswela lokuthi ngathini isizwe ngidabukile but anyway asifundeni ukuthi ibhora libhuru kwakuthiyangwa ke kule challenge enkulu kumele ayenze okwakuqala ngayenze i-awareness campaign labo-refree bakhe bafundise onompenzi utsha impenzi zabo ngezinga eliphezulu then okwesibili kwenze ama-awareness campaigns kuma-supporters e-Highlanders bona endaye i-Highlanders lomhlandla ukuthi ithinta ama-representatives ngezigaba ngezigaba ifundise abantu ukuthi athi ukusupporta ibhoso yikuyi nxa unompembe ephambanisile thina kumele senzeni singabi i-psychological illusion ti senze i-violence kwesokufithi-ke laba abangasiwo bebhoso abapretend ukungcolisa-ke ibizo lethu
akuyiqibe siwena
bachiyana-ke nemikhuba emibi
Mhm. Hayi siyabonga babusuwela ngokungena kuhlelo. Silethemba abazwile ba.
Yeah, ngiyabonga. Kulibingelele uEza, ngiyamkhanuka kakhulu man.
Hawu lalela, uyakubingelela Jesu usuwele Jojoro. Halo Chisa.
Yebo.
Uyakubingelela usuwela lapha eJojolo.
Ye, ngidumbele kakhulu zazamunike ngemdingo uswela lo ngeke embone eJojolo khona. Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Into esikhuluma ngayo ke leyo ukuthi sifuna ukuhamba laba labo bakhosikazi bethu labantu abethu emaBoreni.
Mhm. Mhlawumbe ungathanda ukungena futhi khona apho Chisa ngingakayi kuJafeti lo moyo. Ukhulumile lapho umoyo, ungathini ngamazwi akhe?
Umoyo ngikhulumile kudala o refs bonke baphuwa. Okay, for instance Moyo wa Moyo Highlanders sitamba ne Bantu last week, the other week before bayeka kunda Bantu Rovers chitha kaiti la Baba Zulu Stadium. Why van we Bantu sna kuita noise, no sort Highlanders era favor. Sometimes we get the decisions to your favor, sometimes to your opponent, but there's no reason to do violence. There's no reason to fight or throw stones or throw missiles. Let's not do it, because Highlanders as well has benefited from poor refereeing. Sometimes it doesn't go Highlanders' way, sometimes it don't. So sometimes these things, they balance each other up. But what we have in Zimbabwe, we don't have good refereeing. Fire, Miso Tangari, Momkuna, or the late Osem Chirape, all those refereeings were far much better. That's why I said they were used to go even to FIFA World Cup. Now, Panama refs, Akuna refs of Zimbabwe. So let's not say condone violence and say it was refs in Dova Kanya. But Akaravichi Kanya, Padoka Kanya, this is Nese, Sakakunga Snapora, Korea, Zimbabwe. Kuringo Snapora, Twitter say.
What
Akaravichi Kanya, my refs.
And please, everyone, just stay on the line. We are joined now by Premier Soccer League Chief Executive Kennedy Ndebele. Mr. Ndebele, good evening and welcome on Studio 7.
Good evening, Mr. Nkomo. Thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Ndebele, they say, as I said earlier, soccer is the number one, the most beautiful sport in the world, but it would appear not anymore. What's going on?
Well, we are worried about this act of violence and hooliganism at some of our matches. We have been communicating with the relevant authorities and clubs as well to try and find a solution to the problem. And I'm positive that very soon we will find the solution and there will be order.
And how far have you gone in litigating the Highlanders? I would call it a double homicide. How far have you gone with that?
As far as which matter, sir?
You know, both two matters, the Mandaba game and the Dynamos match.
Well, the matters are before the Premier Soccer League Disciplinary Committee. We're expecting the judgment as soon as the committee is done with the findings.
And what's the likely scenario? What's the likely outcome?
I don't know, because the matter is before an independent body, and this body is made up of legal practitioners and some security, football security experts.
Vakona babu Ndebele abasekeli beHighlanders silo babu Peter Moyo lapha bathi bakhala ngabo ref bathi hayi o ref ka ba qhubi kuhle umsebenzi benza ngani babopheli iHighlanders isikhwili.
Bakhala ngo referee bengabasekeli kumbe bakhala ngo referee bengabazali kumbe bakhala ngaba referee bengobani
bengabasekeli.
Abasekeli bathi kwenze njani ngabo refe?
Bato refu bakhanya ngani babaqophile. Va Moyo, ndimi mune nyaya iyoyo. Ava va Kennedy Ndebele. Muri kuti mimi se vatsigire ve Highlanders. Muri kuona kunge vana refri vane they are biased against your team.
Ya, ma refri ndiri kuona kuti ko. Vane agenda against the Highlanders. because pano tamba Islanders bora rakana akari beke richimuita bora zvokuti yave iwone ona kuti pano pari kusvitwa game pano decide ivo kuti Islanders isahwina game saka inini ndiri kuti inini ma referees ndo vari kukonzeresa mirishonga hatiregei kutarisa one side kuti anzi masupporters eIslanders azvodai blues anozi yakarova vanhu ikokoko because of ma referees it's not Islanders yega inorwadziwa ete this team kana vakaramba vachiita zvavari kuita ma referees iwaya zvichaenda kumaclubs ese haisi Islanders chete Islanders itimu nevanhu vakawanda yaina mosi itimu nevanhu vakawanda tepi itimu nevanhu vakawanda vakaramba vachiita sika yokuti iko vanoona kuti Islanders zvinofanira kuti ijiwe
ndimbombata muromo ipapo va ndimbombata muromo ipapo va moyo ndimbombata muromo va moyo vandevele pindai ipapo muri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa na va moyo
yeah the situation is this the football has leaders then Islanders has got leaders if the issue is pertaining to the handling of matches and if the club is not happy, the club leaders are required to formally lodge complaints with the league and then we forward those complaints to the National Association. As far as I know, we have not received a single complaint from a Highlanders Football Club. We've only received one official complaint from one club, which I'm not going to name for now. So as far as we're concerned, the fans are, as usual, passionate people, full of emotions, expectations, euphoria. But when they are disappointed, it's part of the fans' behavior. So I wouldn't want to think that we will go all the way and think we can fight referees physically and say we're still playing football. Because football is a game. This is not like something that winner takes all, a cutthroat competition.
Valalela valandeli venguqu vabundebele Highlanders Dynamos amaqembu achene yakubaxwayisa.
Hayi ukukhathekile ukuthi umdlalo webhora ufanele abantu bekuwana ukuqala ukuzwisisa ukuthi ngumdlalo. Njalo emdlalweni okukhona ozanqoba kukhona ngaso ozanqotshwa. Ukhangele ukuthi sibukele umdlalo kuyena le impela sonto iArsenal idlala le Chelsea kwaba le siga sokuthi umdlalo uqala kuyengani onompembe lo msekeli wakhe babuzana kodwa kwathiwa khona hayi ibhola lingenile azange sibone even kujikwa kumbi iphepha azange sizwe ukuthi ureferee sevalelwe azange ama-TV ame ukuthi kuthiwa sokumiwa lapha sokufanele kube lecala ureferi abulawe nxa kuwukuthi abantu bafisa ukuthi umdlalo uqhubekelwe phambili kababukele belandele umthetho nxa bengasuthiseki ngokwabo onompembe kufanele ukuthi-ke kubhala incwadi kujiwe ukuthi unompembe uphambanise lapha lalapha iqembu eliyilo elilensolo lingabhala incwadi kukhangelwe lokho ukuthi bakhala ngayo asiyali ukuthi bengabe bephambaniswa nompembe kodwa kufanele kube le ndlela njalo ukuthi okubikwa ngayo ukuthi onompembe baphambanisile ndikuthi nje kulezi nsuku sonke sitolwazi lami ngileyami imbono lomunye lowo lawe kunje nkomo konapho kule mbono emningi ungayitshaya impembe ukubukele kodwa singakufake phakathi enkundleni siyawubona usingakwazi ukuthi khona ikwini.
Aha. Chisa qhubeka kubambile khonapho la babundebele. Coming to you, Jafet. The chief executive is here. Any question for Mr. Ndebele?
No, not really. I think Mr. Ndebele was clear, particularly going to defense. That referee complaints go through club leadership. There are formal channels through which complaining about referees to go through, and the fans should leave it to the club leaders. If the fans have got any problem, they can approach the club leaders and tell them, no, this referee did this, this, and that. And then the club leadership will take it from there. As fans, we need to understand that you can't change the referee's decision. We need to understand that football is a game that has rules, and we have to play by the rules every time. Otherwise, the club keeps losing.
every time if we don't follow those rules. It won't help us in any way for us to keep on throwing missiles into the pitch. Don't help anyone, don't help the club, and the match officials will never change because of those issues, because these are things that keep happening time and again. Complaints are being received from each and every club.
Chisa, vachisa nimbozo kwa Mori, pane mvunzo erekala kuti moda kutaura navaNdebele, any issue with him before ndichitora mutereri?
Okay, Mr. Kevin Ndebele, thank you very much. A fantastic CEO. You're running the football so professionally. My issue is to do with the policing of the games, sir. Policing of the games, the police officers who are hired to police games, they seem to be failing to control the crowd. Thereby, again, according to the laws of the game, the laws of the which you, I'm sure you took from Europe, the home fans, the home team is responsible for its fans. But at Highlanders, if you look at the situation now, they open the police, 150 of them, and they are failing. So how do the club get fined for failing to control their fans in a situation like Highlanders? As well as, why are these police officers paid when they're actually sitting and watching the game and not doing their job? Thirdly, why are the police officers inside the pitch instead of going to the terraces to stand next to the people?
Pindai papuwa ndevele nsanda toram terere. Hello, Mr. Ndebele?
Hello.
Yebo, obe kuluma landa po Chisa Limzwile?
Ngimzwile, I'm a question like I3. Bemfuna kuyithatha one by one. Maybe ngangikhumbuza the first one, see where speed we start.
Briefly, Chisa, kumkhumbuza babu Ndebele awuqa.
We go question by question and then I try and answer, though I'm not a police officer.
Chisa, are we
the police ama games. We are Islanders, all ama police ama 150. What the slogan is good control the game. We are going to lose. Oko tina basi ba patala, oko tasa sebe slogan. Inda wali patala sa I club, the city, I club zeshi lo control ama fans zayo. Kumbelege la wanu wenyi pitch invasion. Kuna ama police zeshi lo control.
Okay, number two.
Okay. Let's take this one.
Okay.
As I'm saying, ama police we are marked in terms of when there are events like our border, they have to be paid. And I'm a rate on a rate per rank per hour up to the senior person. So in most cases, clubs find the cost a bit high. They will try and reduce the number. 150 for 20,000 fans, you will agree with me, it's not an adequate number. A few years ago, I remember we used to have about 250 when I was still at the club. But those were still not adequate in terms of the ratio between the fan and the number. The seating arrangement is a bit of a problem. And the issue of policing has been raised at PSL Board of Governors level. And what was resolved beginning of the year is that each and every club must employ a security officer. And then we liaise with the security officers and get the facts. So we have a challenge in policing, but in terms of the football rules world over, the home team is responsible for the behavior of their fans. That's a standard football rule. I'm not sure whether I've covered that aspect. Maybe we'll go to the next question.
Briefly, Chisa, number two, before Ntatu Mlale.
Okay, no, I think it's basically answered all those questions. My question was, because you've seen the problem with the Highlanders, that definitely the police will fail. Even if you put 500, they'll still throw. Why are the people entering the ground without being searched, Mr. Ndebele? Because I don't know where the missiles are coming from.
The police are responsible for the searching, but we have seen that at times the vending trolls, those that are brought by vendors, they might have missiles. And we have kiosks that the clubs and the league have no control. They are selling bottled water and canes for the drinks. At times, some of these missiles are coming in the form of apples and oranges. That's our one problem. And then the other problem is some of the fans actually bring the missiles by scaling over the wall, which we have raised with the owners of the stadium to say, particularly for Baba Fields, they need to attend to that. So the searching is not thorough, I agree with you. The policing is not thorough, I agree with you. there's need to work around that area. But what then we need to do is to educate the fans.
Aha. Qhubekani libambile khonapho babuNdebele, Chisa Lonqwele, nthatha umlaleli. Ba Joanisa kukaloma makadim komango. Ai wat no fara ma pinda muchirongwa itai gagangu wazafama.
Ndi mbona sekutikana kana akafazidzora pamutambo wemabhu. Ino inopedzwa kuna famba zvakanaka. Chekutanga ndechekuti munhu anofanira kuziva kuti bhora inoruza, inohwina. Ndeni kwete avo vandoona kuti vanogara vachitaura pachirongano nhau yebhora izvi. Matauri yacho ndange vanokurudzira timu yavo kuti kana vanhu masapota zvachinga asina kuita zvakanaka, vanoda kuita kunge kudifenda timu yavasapota. Iyezvo zvinokurudzira mishonga izvozvo. Ini ndaziona sekuti marefri
pedzisai
hatigoni kuti titore mutemesa maoko nekuti marefri yakanasa mutemo nekuti ndo vanokondrora gemu. So ndinotenda vana vakuru venhabva vavapi, kana taita chichemo ngavaise trimatanos acho. So refri unoziva zvaanoita kudarika imisapota.
Aha,
aiwavakambotaura munyaya yejana muzinyareza kufuti pano mamasapota zvaadeta pachirongwa achipedza kuti vanhu vacharoka kana vachiita zvekuti anobatsira pindu dzedu.
Tinotenda nepfungwa dzenyu mukoma Johannes nguva dzadyana. Mudzoke futi pachirongwa mangwana. Enda let's wrap things up. However, just under 3 minutes. Jafet, give us your last word. You have 30 seconds.
I think more needs to be done than just making Highlanders pay fines, because these things keep happening again and again. I think we need to look at other issues, refereeing, policing, how they're doing it, fan education. I think maybe PSL can also come in. The money that is paid for fines can be used maybe also to do campaigns of educating the fans.
Thank you there. Jafet Chisa, are we paid the Konaposing Agai Gundebele? 30 seconds.
Okay, thank you very much for this time. Zifa needs to retrain their referees. PSL has done well to get sponsorship, but some of the Highlanders, you shy away the sponsors. That game was live on television all over Africa watching. That what it is pathetic. And the political elements or these protesters or the pressure groups should not use Highlanders' name to push their own agenda and try to use Highlanders to do all those things which they are doing now. So what we are saying as well, that the police in Zimbabwe, we need them to do professional job, and hopefully the PSL will weed out these thugs who want to pretend as if they are Highlanders fans when they are there to push their own agenda.
Siyabonga Chisa. BabuNdebele, 30 seconds, leave
No, I'm going to go Ezra, so Jafet. They've summed up everything. I'm going to spoil it. Who don't know? I'm going to go to the next one. I'm going to go to the next one. I'm going to go to the next one.
And that brings us to the end. Thanks, Espana, to Premier Soccer League Chief Executive Kenny Ndebele, Sunday News Sports Reporter, and a personal friend of mine, Jafet Mwele Dube. And of course, Ezra Chisa Spanda, he's a friend of mine too, and a veteran broadcaster. Please be civil, sports fans. Let soccer be the world's most beautiful game. Let's meet again next Tuesday, same time, same radio station, different topic. I'm your host, Ntungamili Nkomo. Good night, Zimbabwe.